Part 1. Truth of Existence. Chapter 1. What are we? Have you ever wondered what you are? What are we, human beings? Are we merely the cells that make up the body? Have you ever questioned whether you were mind or body? What is this physical body that has five senses, which lets you see, touch, smell, hear, and taste? What is intuition? Do you believe the struggles within yourself will disappear after your material body is gone? This is an age where many believe that they are just a brain within a physical body. Many people want to believe this physical body, this flesh and bone, is everything. But if you have ever had a doubt about that, please read on. The truth is that we are not just brains and bodies. Human beings are something much more, much deeper than this corporeal self. In addition, we are something more enduring and perpetual than physical bodies. There is something coexisting with the body. If you took away the physical body, you'd be left with consciousness or energy. That is what we are. In some sense, it is not a question of mind over matter. Your consciousness can feel everything, everywhere, at any time, in space, the present, and the future. If you contain yourself to think that you are only living in the present moment in this physical body, then that is all you will truly feel. If you expand your heart and realize what you truly are, then you will see the past, present, and future exist as one. You will see that you and I are the same. The birds, the sky, the ocean, at our very essence, we are the same energy. Consciousness is eternal. When this physical body dies, it is only the body that dies. Consciousness lives eternally. Why isn't the truth obvious? It is because you have believed in your physical selves for so long that now that is all that you think you are. It will take some time and effort for you to break away from that thinking, to realize, to discover that you are truly consciousness and energy. I don't want you to believe that your death is the end of you. I am here to tell you this is not the case. This belief that this is the only life that counts is wrong. There is something more to this world and life than the material body and the physical things you see. There is something that is moved in your consciousness, and that is what I want to address. Be open and aware of this. This study is trying to make you aware of this world. You and I, we are all connected by our consciousness. In the world of consciousness, we are all one. On a material level, on Earth and in outer space, our bodies are separated by perceptible space. Consciousness can never be destroyed with the physical body. And even though we have reincarnated many thousands of times with a physical body, most times we have just accepted the physical body living on this material earth as our true world. So unlike what many may believe, when the physical body dies, the whole human being does not die. It is not the end of existence. Consciousness or soul lives eternally through many physical bodies and cycles of physical lives on earth and in space as well. Furthermore, it is possible for consciousness to persist without a physical body. We have had many physical bodies on earth, and we have had many physical bodies in space. Physical bodies are just material. but we are actually something greater than this. Physical bodies are like clothes we wear. We can change them many times over. Our essence that exists eternally is consciousness. To expand on the metaphor of clothes, that this physical body is akin to clothes that you wear and are continually changing, do you understand the history of these clothes? You have spent millions, billions of years in space, on different planets, in different galaxies, with physical forms and without, traveling and creating these feelings of dark energy. You have created war, strife, struggle, greed, pettiness, jealousy, superiority, and inferiority. You have done all you can to satisfy all your desires through your physical body. You have loved, hated, struggled, fought, and stolen, all to be special and different, all to feel something greater in your heart. I believe the reason you don't feel something that satisfies your heart is because you don't understand the truth of your existence. You don't understand that you are consciousness. However, now we are on a path to rediscover the truth of our existence in our hearts and to understand we are not physical bodies. This does seem like a daunting task, but it is not. It is a joyful task. Once you discover an inkling of the truth in your heart, the happier you become, the lighter you become, you will start to feel the energy and vibrations of joy all around you. That is the world of consciousness. I have come to see over these many years that the physical body is a mere shadow of the true world. You ask why we cannot feel the true world. You can feel it all the time. It is just that your focus is not on the world of heart, the vibrations of energy, the vibrations of warmth. You fervently believe in your brain and that this physical world is the real world. In some cases, you have absolutely convinced yourself to believe that. I ask you, I beseech you, not to believe in this physical body and be deceived by what you can perceive with your five senses. I want you to look beyond that, and I want you to feel and sense the real world within your own heart. That is the only way you will come to know the truth. That is the only way you can come to know the truth, by experiencing it with your own heart. You have to feel it. People have a tendency to ignore consciousness, even though they see tiny glimpses of it. Coexisting with your body is energy. Humans have colloquially termed this soul. In this book, we call this consciousness energy of warmth. Your consciousness or soul is felt through your heart. Many times, no one recognizes this thing called heart. You only want to believe what your five senses tell you in this material world. From the day you were born, you have relied on these senses to inform you of the world. You live your life according to what your mind perceives, sometimes disregarding consciousness and the world of heart. Though you disregard consciousness, it persists and is eternal. Your consciousness currently coexists with your physical body, and the core of what you are and what will remain, never fading or ending, is eternal consciousness. Consciousness is the core of what you are. Consciousness exists eternally through space and time. Consciousness is comprised of vibrations of warmth and is energy. Essentially, we are all energy. Even though we may have individual material bodies, in the world of consciousness, we are all one. We are not separate entities. One of our goals is to remember that we are all part of this world of consciousness. Our consciousness simultaneously remains in this material world as well as in the world of consciousness. Consciousness is an all-embracing and encompassing warm energy that gives to no end. This is our essence. Our true essence is vibrations of warmth. This energy and this love that permeates all living things. It permeates all things living in space. Even in the darkness, we are this energy. We are these vibrations of warmth, but you are still convinced by your physical bodies that this physical world is everything. That everything you can evaluate with your five senses is the only true world. Our true essence, our nature is energy, energy of warmth, love, and joy, and we are consciousness. Our true consciousness is synonymous with Mother's consciousness. Mother's consciousness is the warm energy that is so bright and loving. It is embracing. It is your true being. It is the ever-spreading warm vibrations that we all are. It is warm energy, warmth which is continually reaching out and embracing, supporting, loving, catching, and protecting you. It is the warmth that stirs deep within your heart. It is wide, warm, fully embracing, protecting. It is warm and beautiful, as if arms outreached always to embrace you. It is larger than the sky, and you feel the complete freedom to be without worry, like the water from the ocean. Imagine yourself on top of the mountain, breathing that fresh air in and out. And as you look below, the landscape is so warm, gentle, and wide. Can you imagine that as your heart? That is Mother's consciousness. Or envision yourself as a bird soaring in the sky, cheerful, joyful, full of content, warmth. That feeling is Mother's consciousness, your true essence. It is so rich, deep, and wide. It is essentially even larger than this, but as a starting image point to grasp an inkling of what Mother's consciousness, it is a good one. Your heart has always existed and been moved by different things. I know in your waking day, you use your five senses to register everything. But you also rely on what some people call instinct or gut. Perhaps this is something that is a window to consciousness. A lot of the time we choose to ignore the things our heart feels. But at the same time, many people are always trying to become moved by their emotions through art and music to move their spirit. So this idea of being moved by things that are intangible is not foreign. At the end of the day, many people wish to conclude that what is tangible is the only truth in their life. That equals the reality they know. But I am telling you that you can open your heart and become aware of the world of consciousness through reflection and meditation. You can access the world of consciousness and become aware of the fact that you are consciousness and vibrations of warmth at the core, living in a much larger world of consciousness.